Monthly update time again, my luscious ones. And May is National Masturbation Month. Go figure. I guess it is a good month for it, with the spring showers making everything wet and grow and bloom. And there's a lot popping up here this month, too. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned what I have planned in a couple of updates last month, but for those of you who missed those, the swim coach will be back this month. There'll be something live, some gangbang stuff, a fairy tale probably. I've already done a tit-focused one, but maybe more. Some scripts that I have planned, and yeah, just lots of dirtiness. Thankfully, I haven't had too many crazy, wacky sexcapades or mishaps recently, which is good. I can only take so many of those. But spring does bring other challenges for me. Lawnmowers or dogs barking in the background of my audios. It's those damn bunnies. They tease the shit out of my dogs this time of year. And it's funny because when I hear my dogs barking wildly in the day this time of year, I just automatically think that it's a bunny or a squirrel or something. But at night, I could hear the same barking at the back door, and I immediately think that there's something sinister in my yard that they're barking at, like a cougar or a coyote or an alien or an axe murderer. More than likely, it's just a cat or a raccoon. Don't get me started on the raccoons. They give me the heebie-jeebies. It's something about that big rump of theirs and the way they waddle when they walk and those little claws that are like hands. And actually, someone sent me something the other day about this lady that woke up to a baby raccoon in her bed, and she was like, oh, well, that's what you get when you leave your window open at night. And granted, the baby raccoon was kind of adorable, but oh, hell no, I'd probably be screaming the neighborhood down if I woke up to that. Then again, I have dogs, so that'll never happen. And speaking of my dogs, I never really realized it, but one of my dogs is kind of a cock tease. Go figure. Well, I have two female dogs. Both are spayed, and one likes to spend time out front, and the other likes to be out back. And while there's this kind of alpha dog of the neighborhood, he's big and beefy brute of a dog. I think he's like a Rottweiler Shepherd mix. And he's relatively well behaved, but he has it bad for my little dog. She's like medium-ish, not Chihuahua tiny or anything like that. But compared to him, she's small. And when he walks by my house, if the bigger dog of mine's out front, he mainly ignores her. They tolerate each other barely. But he'll, like, go crazy looking for his little bitch. He literally tries to butt his head against the door so that it'll open and he can come inside to see her. Or he'll whine at the back fence trying to get to my dog because he just wants her. And the times that they are both outside together, she usually isn't having any of him at first. They'll, like, smell each other a bit, but he's, like, right on top of her. He's just huge. So pretty much immediately, she'll just roll onto her back and spread her legs wide open and let him lick her lady bits. And yes, I know enough about dogs to know that it's a sign of submission, but don't think she doesn't love it, because after the customary lady bit licks, the two of them are fast friends. They'll play and run and frolic together until it's time to head home, and he literally has to be dragged away from her, which isn't easy given his size. They kind of remind me of that big dog and that adorable little kitty that's always kind of like burying herself in his coat with her paws. I think it's from Looney Tunes, if I'm not mistaken. I'll try and find it and post a pic of the characters that I'm referring to when I put this audio up. And since we're on the subject of cock teasing, and it is Masturbation Month, I figure I should do another live Discord jerk-off session. That was well received last month. I'll be sending out a few dates and times so you can vote on which works best for you, and then I'll set it up and firm up the schedule. Firm up. Yeah, that sounds good. Firm it up. Sorry. Okay. I think, too, since we're on a masturbation theme, that my letters to Lacey this month will have something to do with masturbation, at least one of them. And thank you all for your input on the poll that I had regarding the letters to Lacey Plus here. That was really helpful. The end result was to definitely continue the penthouse-style letter audios and to continue with the mashup audios, which are kind of combining different characters from other audios or series. I might try to do one more live collab, but I will just continue the Queen of the Hill stuff, which makes sense based on the feedback, because I imagine that it's hard to visualize pics and videos being commented on during the audio. So I might just use the stuff in that space on Discord for inspiration, maybe for some future Letters to Lacey audios. Who knows? I also know that I promised to update you guys on a few interesting to know things and explanation on my tier changes and stuff like that, but I don't really want to bore everyone with those details here. So I think I'm just going to add that information on to the end of this audio after I sign off, for those of you that might be curious and want to continue listening to those details. Okay, what was I talking about before? Yes, masturbation. I will tell you the strangest place that I've ever masturbated. But first, this is just a Lush and Lace sexy tip for those men who may ever masturbate for the showmanship of it online, or maybe just with your long-distance significant other. And I can't speak for all women, but for me, one of the best parts of watching a man stroke his cock is the cum shot. So it's kind of important that we see that. And the reason that I mentioned this in relation to Masturbation Month is because I may have been peeking into one of the jerk off masturbation Discord rooms a little while ago. And I swear I'm not really in there very often. I know with these updates it seems like I am, but I'm not. Anyways, this one night there was this man in one of the rooms, and he had it all, like the whole package, sexy voice and a really, really big, thick dick. Probably the sexiest dick I've ever seen in one of those rooms. And he was sure to have the right camera angles when he was stroking. And, well, it's just obvious that he was there to show off his big dick and get attention, which is fine. That's what the rooms are there for. Keep in mind that I was just lurking that night in between stuff, not participating or encouraging at all. But at the culmination of what must have been literally hours of stroking for this guy, because I was editing for a long time, and each time I'd peek in, he'd still be jacking away. Anyways, for the cum shot, he stood up and jacked off over this very light beigey cream-colored towel that he'd set up on the edge of his cream-colored couch, and what can I say? Just, fuck. All that build-up for nothing, because we literally couldn't see what I can only imagine was a sexy load of cum. It just blended into the background. Oh, just such a shame. So I guess my public service announcement for those strokers is to make sure your audience can see. Either have a close-up shot, which is probably best, or come on your chest, or the shower is usually good, or on a dark towel or sheet at least. Something with contrast, you know? So that's that. Now you can never say that Lacey didn't teach you something dirty in her updates. I did say I'd tell you the strangest place that I ever masturbated, which I'm not sure how strange it is. I guess you'll be the judge, since most of the time I just do it in the usual places. Bed, naughty room, shower. But I do recall that once I masturbated in the bathroom stall of the gym I belonged to. Okay, for context, it was a very small gym, very specialized, mostly men, and I used to like to read on the machines when most other people weren't using them, so mainly when everyone was sparring or in classes, because, of course, I liked to read smut, and I didn't want someone on the treadmill next to me reading dirty stories over my shoulder. So that whole combination of working up a sweat, watching all the men work up a sweat, and reading a dirty story just got me going. So when I ended up in the tiny deserted women's locker room, I just needed to, you know, hide out in the bathroom in there for a quick little release. Well, that's probably the oddest place for me, at least the one that comes to mind right now when I'm recording this audio. I'm thinking that men have much wilder stories than mine. I don't know why. I think it's just easier for you to whip out your cock and stroke it quickly to get off in any number of places. But if you do happen to have some interesting places or dirty stories that you want to share with me about masturbation, feel free. I love a dirty tale, and you can send them to me privately, of course. Maybe, who knows, I can use some of them for inspiration in my Letters to Lacey audios. And, of course, I have some dirty stories of my own in mind, too. What else can I tell you this month? All is well with me, pretty much. Still smiling, making this audio, but not sure how much more lockdown I can take, though, to be honest. I'm not completely insane yet, so that's a good sign. I'm just really looking forward to doing normal things, like getting my nails done, shopping for things other than groceries, and big parties with lots of family and friends. I did manage to get my first dose of the Pfizer vaccine recently, though, with nothing but a sore shoulder for a day or two. So hopefully my next round will be just as uneventful, although that won't be for months yet. I watched all of the Netflix series Who Killed Sarah last month, which I regret now, only because I didn't realize when someone recommended it to me that there's only one first season and it ends on a cliffhanger. I thought I'd get to figure out who the killer was by the end of it, and I hate that. I hate waiting. I hate cliffhangers. I need the instant satisfaction of the climax. Yeah, probably why I'm not good at edging. I am getting much better with my sleep, though. Going to bed a little bit earlier so that I can have more of the day to me. Not drinking coffee late at night anymore. It was a trial experiment and not such a good idea, but slowly introducing a little bit of gum back into my routine. I just, you know, my oral fixation craving. And oh, middle of this audio, actually, I just got a package in the mail that I've been waiting for. It's some specialty, like pepper spice that I've been waiting a long time for. It's very hard to get. So that's because I'm running out generally. But I've also been trying to try a few new recipes a week. Some have been great, some not so great. Last night, I tried orzo for the first time in my life. And orzo is kind of like a rice-shaped pasta. I didn't hate it, but I'm not sure if I like it either. I'm still on the fence about it. I'll have to try it again and spice it up a little. I'm also trying to take a day off during the week. Maybe Wednesdays. I'm not sure yet. And oh, it's not that I won't peek in everywhere on and off. It just depends on how bored and horny I am, I guess, on any given Wednesday. But just a designated day that I can sort of have in the background to take a break if I need one. I wanted to tell you about how I'm going to be ridden all summer long. I forgot about that. But first, I also wanted to mention to give credit to my Luscious Ones trivia team on Discord. I keep forgetting to do that. And I think there's only like five of us playing, and I'm not even a huge contributor these days, but we're kind of kicking ass. I created the team last month, or maybe the end of March, and we're currently in 75th place globally. And I know that doesn't sound like much, but we started at somewhere in the 200s. I can't remember if it's like 260 or 290. So seeing as we're a really small team compared to the others, and, you know, we've only been around for just over a month, we're doing really great. And anyone can play trivia on Discord anytime, even by yourself if you want to. So feel free to hop in the channel and check it out. All the info that you need is pinned on the top of that channel, but feel free to ask any of the players for help. We're all pretty friendly. And there's even a Discord role for the best player of the day, too. So now, about me getting ridden all summer long. Well, one of my listeners and followers got into a motorcycle accident recently, and thankfully they weren't badly injured, just more scrapes and bruises than anything else. But this is probably a good time to remind those of us not on bikes to be on the lookout for bikers who might be in our blind spots this spring and summer season. Okay, so as I mentioned, my listener friend ended up being okay, thank goodness. But sadly, their bike didn't make it, so they had to buy a brand new, really sexy-looking motorcycle, and they decided to name it Lacey, so that they can be riding me all summer long. Well, where they live, it's more like all year long, but I'm not complaining. I thought that was pretty awesome, especially since it's such a sweet ride. And at least in that respect, I'll get well-ridden over the next few months. Now, before you go, and before I continue on with the more informational updates that I promised at the end of this audio, I really do want to say a special thank you for supporting me. It's such a blast to be so lucky to do what I do. And I know a few performers have hung up their hats recently, and I imagine they've made the decision that seems best for them and their life, and let's face it, it's not like that thought's never crossed my mind. I'm sure we all think about what if we stopped doing what we're doing, but I just can't imagine something bringing me as much joy and being able to play and joke and laugh and come with such amazing people like you all. And the fact that I get to do this because you all support me, well, that's just priceless. So, thank you. I'm sending you all a big breasted virtual hug and squeeze from me because I love you all so fucking much. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey. And now, for those curious ones of you who have decided to stay and hear about some of my other updates, I think I've got three of them for you. The first one applies to Patreons only, not those on Subscribestar, because I haven't really had to make any changes to my Subscribestar tiers. So if you've noticed that I did make changes to my Patreon tiers, the main reason for that was because of my ass slapping from Patreon last month. But I thought I'd explain very quickly why my higher tiers are back without any real mention of extras at the moment. And the only reason I've done that is to provide Patreons or future Patreons for future reward tiers access to all the content I'm putting out now and have put out before. So I'll give you a basic scenario that can help you understand. Let's say June 1st, I decide to add a new $35 tier to Patreon. Well, that tier only exists as of that day. So anything that I posted before June 1st, when that tier wasn't around, won't be accessible to those subscribers. And that's not ideal. I don't want that happening to new people who might join new tiers. So, to make sure that doesn't happen, I decided to create and keep some of my tiers that no longer can offer chat things and stuff like that, even though they kind of still do, but whatever. just as placeholders there for future, so that I can keep including them on all my posts, and that when and if I decide to use them, no one will miss out on any content, if that makes sense. And keep in mind, like, everything's in the library anyway, so it's not like anyone would really miss out. They can access it, but I want ease of access, so I would want them to be able to access everything on Patreon that's up and available to everyone else. And again, for those of you that were in the chat tiers from before, no worries, nothing has changed. It's just something I wanted to clear up for those of you who just might think I'm crazy offering all these high-end tiers with no value. I'm not crazy. I'm just trying to protect my future luscious ones. Okay, what else? Oh, right. Last month, I said I'd give you a little sneak peek into Amazon Publishing and why the written version of my audiobook tales are not free on Amazon, but they are free everywhere else. Okay, so Amazon only allows free books to be published under their Kindle KDP program. But from what I remember, and I haven't looked back into all the legalese recently, but I do remember that if I post things there from my writing days, that you lose, as the author, you lose some of your rights and controls over your work when you, you know, join that sort of Kindle program. So that's why, if you publish outside of that KDP Kindle program, Amazon requires that your books be priced at a minimum of 99 cents, which was fine in the past because you could just report that a book was free on another site and then Amazon would price match it. But they seem to have shut down that reporting function and any mention of price matching, actually. Of course, I still want my books on Amazon because it's just such wide exposure, if possible. I guess why I'm sharing that here is just to give you an understanding of, you know, I don't really want to make money on my books on Amazon if they're free everywhere else. I really do want them to be free. And to keep that in mind, if you ever want to have a look at some of my audios that have been put into written form, don't go to Amazon to get them and pay 99 cents. You can just get them from one of my other sites. And I'll try and attach a link to some of those sites with this post for those of you who are interested. I've only done two so far, and I really don't have time to do more at the moment, but I do plan to continue because it's fun to have those out there and gain a little more exposure. And I guess the last thing is, I don't think I mentioned it as something I would update, but I just wanted to let you guys know that recently, again, some random accounts are posting my audios as well as others from other performers on YouTube, kind of rebranding them as their own compilations. And I understand that having free public material out there, things like that are bound to happen, right or wrong, but I'd be more comfortable with it if they'd at least credit the artists for their work, me included. So if you do see stuff like that from my work or that of any other artist, to be honest, don't hesitate to let us know. Because even though my work is free and on the internet, I mean, not the Patreon stuff, which isn't showing up on YouTube, thank goodness, but I still like to be the one controlling which sites have my work posted on it. That way, you know, in future, if I ever want to take it down, then I know where it is, if that makes sense. So I guess what I'm saying is just let me or the performers know you're not snitching on anyone. And usually YouTube never even takes them down. It's a big rigmarole. But at least we're made aware, which is helpful. And I think that's it. Those are the only three mundane little things that I wanted to share with those of you with curious minds. And again, to say thank you for sticking around to listen to these. And thank you so much for your support. Have an amazing masturbation month of May, everyone. Bye for now. Lacey.